All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for listening. Each week we try to get a car review in. Richard, what have you driven of late?
So I actually drove a really fun vehicle, Dad, that if you are in the market for, I guess, kind of one of these mid-sized SUVs, right, Dad, that are really, you know, kind of, they fit four or five really good, and then they've kind of got that back row, that third row. Honestly, I've got the car potentially for you in that we've got a 2023 Honda Pilot, and this is the Trail Sport trim, Dad, which is all new for 2023, and actually the entire Pilot, I should say, is redesigned for 2023.
Okay.
And this Trail Sport model has just kind of added some off-road capabilities, a little bit bigger tires, beefier. It's got a new V6 engine that's now mated to a 10-speed automatic transmission. You can kind of get this vehicle, Dad, for starting out roughly the high 30s. And I think the model that we drove, I believe, was right at $50,000, which, again, is the Trail Sport model. And, Dad, the Pilot, and you know this, you know, when we reviewed for some of the first ones, is one of our more favorite vehicles, right? Because mm-hmm. it's just a really functional, really great car for the money. And, again, sub $50,000 for, a V6 10-speed transmission with improvements. And, honestly, Dad, the styling that they've done is really phenomenal, and they've really improved the look of the vehicle. It looks much sleeker.
Agreed.
The Trail Sport Edition's nice and, honestly, aggressive. And the nice thing is, again, I know you don't care, but a lot of people do, but it fits. It fits four full-size adults, and for me with car seats, it fits, you know, a rear-facing car seat in the second row without having to move a bunch of seats around or change configurations or however you want to do it. This model's got captain's chairs. It's got a nice little step that you can actually step into the back, Dad, as needed. You can fold down the third row, get all sorts of luggage or boxes or whatever you might need to in there. It's got a nice, relatively easy-to-use infotainment system for those that are familiar with Honda and how they do it. It's got all the safety features that you can imagine, Dad. Lots of, you know, creature comforts and amenities. And honestly, you could kind of sit here and talk about it for a while. But what I want to do is, I know you didn't drive this car, but you've driven the Pilots in the past. And if I'm not mistaken, it's one of your more favorite cars.
It's a staple. I don't know a single Pilot owner that hasn't owned one or two or three. I can go down the list typically, Richard. I mean, they've owned generations of these, if you would. Very, very few Pilot owners are not loyal to coming back and buying another one. And by the way, same is true with a Ridgeline, which is based upon the Pilot as well. And again, once somebody owns one, they typically come back and own it again and again and again because it's a vehicle that'll run 300,000 plus miles and give all the reliability in the world. And it's a fantastic Honda product at the end of the day.
Absolutely, Dad. And again, I think that I'll just say this as far as the trim level goes, the Trail Sport. It's basically designed for here in Colorado, Dad, to be able to buy something straight from the dealer lot. You don't have to add anything to it. It's got some skid plates. It's got a 1-inch suspension.
And really quick, Richard, after the review, I want to explain why manufacturers do those. I don't want to interrupt the review, but I'll explain that as soon as you're done.
No, absolutely. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that because, again, it essentially, folks, it gives you, and you'll talk more about this in a second, Dad, but it gives you, again, that off-the-lot sort of value and capability that maybe, you know, a lot of you are looking for to where you don't want to really mess with it. It gives it a little bit meaner of a look. And again, Dad, you talked about the reliability, and ultimately, it's still a Pilot. It's still going to run for forever, essentially. You don't have to do much to it, just kind of your basic maintenance, and you should be good to go. So, honestly, Dad, we encourage folks, get out, drive these. I know Honda has been able to actually keep up with the supply chain crisis a little bit better than most. And I know they've been able to fulfill more orders than most. So with that being said, head to your local Honda dealer, Dad. Test drive it. Again, 2023 Honda Pilot. This is a Trail Sport model. And when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
All right, in about 2 minutes, I will see if I can explain this as quickly as I can. I have not gotten into this. I was going to do this a while back. I had an article on it, and I just never got around to doing it. But it's a great time to do this, Richard. The reason why a lot of manufacturers, even what folks would consider to be not an off off-road or true off-road vehicle. The reason why a lot of manufacturers, Pilot in this case, Honda with the Pilot, does a trail sport model is when a manufacturer can offer a true quote-unquote off-road capable vehicle, it changes everything from safety ratings and what they have to do there to CAFE ratings and what has to happen there, and on down the line we go. In other words, Richard, they sort of get a pass on a lot of the things the government wants them to do with certain vehicles if it's a off-road vehicle.
Yeah, and I think you hit the nail on the head, Dad. So they're kind of killing two birds with one stone, right? They're sort of relaxing some of the standards and stuff that maybe they don't have to mess with as
correct.
Much, but they're also giving customers something that they want.
That's right.
Which is and I think folks, you know, some of you are thinking, well, I don't really care. Well, a lot of people do. A lot of people don't want to have to go to an off-road or, you know, an aftermarket accessory, right? They want to just be able to get in a vehicle and drive it off-road. And honestly, Dad, let's face it, in Colorado, there is plentiful options. You don't have to go crazy, right? You don't have to scrape up the side of your vehicle, which is something I know you hate. Right, you can still have fun on some a little bit more difficult terrain, right, than your typical, you know, sedan or even your typical SUV could do.
Right.
And that's what they're accomplishing.
That's right. No, to your point, they're killing two birds with one stone. They're getting a pass in some regulatory ends of things, which is why they keep doing this, and probably until that changes will. On the same token, there's a certain amount of the population that want that. They get the best of both worlds. Everybody at the end of the day is happy, and I hope they don't relax some of those things because it will kill some of this, which, by the way, is a great selling point for a lot of their different vehicles they have.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the it's a win for everyone, Dad, right? Again, let them do some of the things that they want to do. And it's really a win for the consumer because you sort of get an off-road friendly model here in Colorado that we really like and, you know, helps on days like today, right?
When that's
you
right.
get a few inches of snow,
that's right.
you're a little bit more prepared for it, right?
That's right. Awesome. Richard, appreciate it. Good review. Thank you very much for that.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.